Are you getting old? Yeah. Does the word moist offend you? Do you have to use artificial moisteners and artificial tighteners, and then the rest of the week it just looks like a weeping willow of beef jerky? Well, then this is not the show for you. Fuck off. Welcome to Grunt Speak Not So Live, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone completely mad. I'm Toxic Male. That's the Rotund Revenger.
Stop it! God damn it! Oh, you bastard!
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, it's a good burn.
It is a good burn.
I can't stay mad at.
And you can't stay mad when it's National Meow Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
You putrid pussycat pirate pumpers. What is this? And now we actually have a holiday that's going to appeal to the TikTok chick with the septum piercing and the blonde hair who wants to teach everybody how she communicates and meows.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Why is this a thing? I mean, I would much rather have National Butterscotch Pudding Day, but of course that's next to National Cat DNA Day.
What is this? I have no idea.
Who comes up with these holidays? Makes no sense to me.
We know it, the National Cat DNA. You know who did that.
Yeah, I do. Oh, shit.
Here we go.
The hand's going. It's going.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop.
Oh, my God.
Never
I can't
old.
Help it. We need to add more onto that, man.
Or at least a freeze frame or something. Yeah. It never gets old, though.
No.
Never. You know what else never gets old? Pranks. We love us some good pranks. And today we have two stories from two different pranksters, because we kind of wanted to show you the evolution of the evil genius. Not that we know and love, no homo, anyone like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not at all. There's a police station near your childhood home that knows nothing about.
All those guys are retired now. I mean, that was a long,
still tell that story.
They're gone. All the cops are gone.
I know, but I bet they still tell that story. You know, they go to family reunions. One time, this little motherfucker.
They never caught me.
Yeah. They're in their mind. They have a picture of the kid who did it.
You know, I was suspected.
May or may not look like you.
Yeah, I was definitely on the list.
You were on the short list.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the short bus.
I read the file. They had a file on me. They gave it to the Army recruiter.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they put me in the good line.
Over here. Because you're either going to be a felon or an evil genius that uses his intellect for the good of the Army.
I evaded them for like half a fucking decade. I did shit. I went into Sergeant Penn's backyard and set off fireworks and got away with it at least 3 or 4 times.
Nice.
It was glorious.
Things happen.
And
we need more firework videos for Fucked Up But Funny, because those are always hilarious.
Fuck yeah.
So many things can go wrong with fireworks.
Yes.
Although I will never understand how you couldn't anticipate something going wrong by holding a Roman candle in your butthole or a bottle rocket, whatever it was. Either way, it's bad idea. Bad badness. Stop using things against their design specs.
I've seen a dude get tore up by a jumping jack. You know, the ones you light them, they go, ee!
Oh, yeah.
Well, he would light individual ones, and right before they would go off, he would throw them in the air, and they would like... They would fly around. It was cool. Well, he does it one day.
Until one flies back.
And it went right down the cuff. And like you literally, he's like screaming, ah, smoke shooting out. But he had a big fucking burn from it. He had to go to the hospital.
That's what happens when you tempt fate many times.
Dude, we got such a fucking harsh yelling at by his mother.
The universe will give you only so many stupidity waivers.
Yes.
We need to do a video on that.
Oh, I got
to
write that.
Stupidity waivers.
Stupidity waivers. All right, hang on.
Send us your stories. We want to know your stories about shit that you did as a kid or even as an adult, where the logical outcome would be that you were either severely maimed or possibly evicted from your meat suit.
Yes. Or, yeah.
Yeah. We need to hear about how the universe granted you a stupidity waiver.
Oh,
and did you learn from the experience?
Nope.
Many don't.
Yeah, I did not. I mean, quite a few in my youth.
We just had a fourth Jackass movie, just so we're clear.
I don't know how those guys keep doing it. They abuse themselves badly.
Oh, Johnny Knoxville got like two concussions filming the fourth
movie. He's probably got more than that.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't talk like Mike Tyson.
Hmm? Yeah.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and welcome to Jackass.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Mr. Tyson, in my opinion, has made quite the journey.
Yeah, well, especially lately. You know, when he was, last year, he was going to go back in the ring. Then he decided to sign up for a certain experimental medication.
And he's all effed up.
And now he's in a wheelchair in the airport.
Yeah.
With a cane.
Mm-hmm.
Something tells me something happened to him along the way. I'm not pointing any fingers. Actually, I'm pointing them all. And you know exactly where I'm pointing them at. But what do you say we jump right in here to this first story?
Let's do it.
This comes from John.
Mm-hmm.
I was a smart/evil as a kid. I still am as an adult. It's just harder to get away with shit these days.
Totally true.
Everybody's. If they had Ring doorbell cameras when you were a kid, would you have gotten away with half of the shit that you did?
Nope.
There you go.
Well, I'd have been caught, but then I would have just wore a mask.
And now it's stunning and brave to keep wearing a mask after the rest of the world has forgotten the science. You know, it still ties my dick in a knot every time I go to the store and I still see people under the age of 70 wearing masks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I'm talking about Halloween, of course. YouTube, don't ban us.
Yeah, yeah.
I met my best friend across the street from my grandparents' house around sixth grade.
We would Gleep, this... glop, and floop-de-doo effect. I yep. know exactly what this is.
We all had one. Yeah. You just have to, you know, own whether you're gleep, glop, or floop-de-doo.
Yep.
We would play in this overgrown field nearby, and the guy who owned it was a dick. So we started messing with this guy, putting dog shit in his mailbox. We even blew it up a couple of times.
Yeah!
We mowed the field and bailed it up one year to keep... Oh, he mowed the field and bailed it up one year to keep us out of it. So we went out late at night with wire cutters and cut the baling wire in the same spot on all the bales. The cops came and tried to blame us, but they went to look at the baling wire and the cop told the guy it was his baler messing up. After that, we thought we were untouchable, so we got bold. And this is where people start making mistakes.
Get greedy and stupid. You're setting your own death trap with one of the seven deadly sins.
We JB welded his gas cap on.
Ooh.
I can't imagine any way where this could go wrong. It'll be fine. Let the air out of his tires so they were really low, put flaming bags of dog shit on his doorstep, classic, Vaseline on the windshield, used utility marking paint to draw dicks on his lawn.
Nice.
Toilet papered his house, paintballed his house a few times. We did these pranks a lot. No.
No.
He ended
I'm sorry.
He ended up moving a few years later.
Yeah?
Every once in a while, we'd get caught, and I'd get grounded from my friend's house for a bit. I would just come hang out when his mom was at work. We never fucked with anyone that much again. That shit was funny as hell.
I'm surprised he didn't start retaliating.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it were me, I would understand it's just kids doing kid shit. And I would just find out where the kids lived, and I would beat them at their own game. Because that's how you teach valuable lessons. You're like, okay, so they think this is fun and funny. Got it. Let's see how fun and funny they think it is.
Well, like, for instance, and this was about 10 years back. It's winter, driving, and six or seven kids pop up and just pelt my car with snowballs.
Oh.
They didn't expect me to get out and run one of them down.
not in your car. Let's just be clear.
No.
Pop is not,
I got out of the car.
Not advocating running down small children in vehicles.
I got out of the car, and the foot race ensued. You just see him go, like that one kid. I ran him down, and he's like laying on his back, thinking I'm gonna trounce this kid. He's like maybe 10.
No,
I just pick a bunch of snow up and I rub it in his face and go, "You're it," and I run back to my car and drive off. And like the look on his face was like,
"This moment of clarity brought to you by the Rotund Revenger."
But, you know, I saw the kids a few more times. After that, I was cool with them. They're like, oh, it's a guy Randy Down, yeah. He's in the army, no wonder.
Oh, he's cool now. We're fine.
At 45 years old, I used to be a running motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I'll run your shit down. Not so much anymore.
I knew you at that point. You were in rocking shape when I met you. I mean, compared to most dudes your age, I mean, we've seen 53-year-old dudes who look 73.
Yeah.
So, and Gen Z, you're going to be right there with them.
They're going to be 70 at 30.
If 80% of you are not fit for military duty, you have severe problems. Yep. And they are not the made-up ones that they teach you about in school.
It's the 30-70 rule.
You are not depressed. You have been suppressed by your own stupidity.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
That needs to go on a shirt.
I have good ones once in a while.
That needs to go on a shirt.
But next, we have Wendy. Not our typical Wendy, the Transformer who sends us stuff. This is from a different Wendy. And this is an army prank. See, this is what happens when the pranksters grow up and they get put in that line where you can choose between military or jail. Not that anyone we know and love has ever been in said line.
I was never actually given, and never went before a judge and told that.
No.
But the police indirectly are like, you know, I know this kid.
I'm pretty sure.
He's total army material.
He's army material. In other words, put him through PT and smoke his ass so you can get done what we never could.
Pretty much.
There you go. In the early mid-90s, I was with 1st Cavalry Division at Fort Hood, Texas. This was about when the Army was beginning to become OSHA, environmentally aware and compliant. Mm. We were a forward support battalion who fixed the broken tanks, Bradley's guns, mortars, the grunts. Gun bunnies, dumbass tankers would break. We worked out of the old 109 2.5-ton trucks and 5-ton expando vans. Expando vans. We had one vehicle returned from Kuwait, and the guy who worked in that van started getting weird skin growths on the back of his head. Turns out it was from elevated radiation exposure. Ooh, from the broken lenses from the tanks he was working on that caused it.
Whoa!
That's messed up. So he had to go in every so often to get checked. Chow was 1130 to 1300. Sick call was before PT at 0600, 0630. Fill out your slip saying you're sick, injured, and an NCO signs on it. Yeah, we've got jokes about sick call. Yep. This is important and will come into play later, thus the stage is set. Riggs, you want a sick call? What for? Are you not going to answer? All right, BD.
That's exactly what shit. I did.
I mean, he got, what, VD 8 times in 6 weeks?
Yeah, he was, it's like every fucking Friday and Sunday.
God.
I'm trying to remember what days it was.
I'm just saying, why would you keep raw dogging if you, or the women that he was going after just that nasty, where it would, like, worm its way around the protection?
I have no idea. Well, I mean, oh my God.
You know me, I just put the tip in.
And, like, nobody really, I mean, he got counseled and stuff, but nobody really took it serious until he started spreading syphilis around.
Well, yeah, and one of them was underage, allegedly.
16-year-old girl, barely legal.
Depending on the state you're in, of course.
In Washington State, I think it's 16.
Yeah, it's at 16 in Michigan as well.
Yeah.
And I think Tennessee, and I want to say it's like 46 or 45 states that are just 18 across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's still like some wiggle room with the 18, even in the states where it's 16, depending on who the adult in the situation is, something like that.
Gotcha.
So we got a new kid in Harris. Very common name. Black guy claiming he was from Detroit. No wonder, no idea if it was the burb or not, so don't ask. Well, most dudes, even if they're from the burbs, are going to say, oh, from Detroit, because they think it makes them hard, especially in the military. As part of the in-processing into a unit, one has to go to various places to get checked in. Yep, you're here on this post, now go away. Medical, of course, being a big one. Chow's about over. There's 3 Spec 4s in the office, all 3 different levels of ornery. We start talking to the newbie, and Duds asked if he's gone to medical. No, not yet. How long you been here? About 5-6 days. Dude, that should have been like number 2 or 3 on the list right after the field gear issue. That's always number 1. Then it began. Did you get your pap smear yet?
My what?
Your pap smear.
What's that?
Ask Hip. He just had one done, which is true, actually. That's what it says. Oh, it's easy. You just get some skin cells taken from you. They look at them under the microscope, make sure you're okay. If your cells are abnormal, you go back 6 months later and see if they've fallen off. You got to get that shit done. That's tracked to division level, and if you don't get it done, damn! Sabo rounds come in on your ass. Get a dumb look. Nasty grams come flying in from the commanding general's office all the way down your chain of command, naming you by name, demanding to know why this is overdue. Get it done now, because if it's not done, you're non-deployable and no good to the unit or the mission. All true.
Listen, I had to deal with that hundreds of times.
Oh, yeah?
Hundreds. I get like a nasty gram. I'm like, God damn it.
Son of a bitch.
Franco, why are you fucking me, bro? What? Oh, yeah. Well, I just got a nasty gram from the first 1-star on the chain of command that you haven't been to the doctor in 2 fucking years. I'm going to have to fuck you up.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Well, okay. Well, if you have a doctor's appointment completed by Friday and have the paperwork, I won't kill you. How's that sound?
Smoke you in PT, bitch.
I made hundreds of those calls. Hundreds.
Well, how do they do that? Well, they take one of those glass slides from science class, spray it with this color adhesive so they don't fall off, and they know they have enough. Then they take another one and scrape your arm, and dead skin just falls off onto the slide, and cover it with another so it doesn't fall off, and look at it under a microscope. Not true. Does it hurt? Well, it can be a little discomforting, maybe some pressure, but not really hurt. Other troop. Dude, you gotta go now. Sick call's over, but this shit should have been done last week. You better go. A chorus of, yeah, you gotta go now.
So this is a dude.
A dude.
And they're sending him for a pap smear.
Dude goes up to the orderly room. The only person in there is 5'4" Puerto Rican first sergeant. Starts filling out the sick call slip. Under reason, he wrote, get a pap smear.
So the first sergeant was in on it. Oh, yeah.
Top asks the kid, so you're, what are you chewing? What are you doing? I'm going on sick call, first sergeant. For what? I need to get my pap smear. Oh, you must be the new kid in, names out platoon, grabs the sick call slip and signs off on it. How you know that, first sergeant? Well, I made a point to know all my Sawyers. So, do you know where you're Drew going? No, first sergeant. Well, go out the front door. Now, right there is Housie Theater, Perkins Dental Clinic, then Monroe TMC, Troop Medical Clinic.
Uh-huh.
That's where you are going. Monroe TMC. Kid walks out the front door, which enlisted swine are never allowed to use. And Top, having all care and concern for his troops, made sure his Sawyer crossed the road safely and was walking to the front doors of the TMC. Just as the kid reaches the front doors, our E6 section sergeant walks out from an appointment. What are you doing here? I'm here for my pap smear, Staff Sergeant. Blink, blink, in disbelief. You're what? My pap smear, Staff Sergeant. Do you know what a pap smear is? Yes, Staff Sergeant. And goes on a rambling tirade of the BS I told him. Oh, shit.
Nice!
Our Staff Sergeant apparently put his hand to his forehead, then put his arm around him, guided the kid away from the TMC, and said, son, this is what a pap smear is. And that version was only slightly different from mine. So when he got back to the shop, we were rolling with laughter, and he was pissed, especially at me.
Oh, yeah.
And you! I can't believe a woman would have done that to me! Stick around, son. We haven't even gotten creative yet.
I told the story when I had to carry the bale of hay to the motor pool.
Oh, no. Well, I'm only like 3 sentences left, right. And I want to hear that one. Our staff sergeant tried to admonish us, but we said, hey, Top signed off on it. Take it up with him. One of the better pranks we ever pulled and was never topped while I was there.
Mm.
I got a good revenge one, too, and a few other pranks. Dumb shit officers fell for it would be a great topic, too. Have a great night. I really needed your show and the laughter tonight. Signed, Hip.
Yeah, she actually is, this particular Wendy is an assistant to the second class citizen.
Oh, awesome. So you know her personally.
I know her. Yeah, she's good. She's good people.
Yeah, this is a great story. So keep them coming, Wendy. Oh, yeah. This is awesome.
It's awesome.
So tell me about the Bale of Hay story.
Well, you know, 18, I show up at Fort Lewis, all bushy-tailed and bright eye. Go through all the in-processing and all the horse shit.
What could go wrong?
Like, it's my third fucking day there, and they're like, hey, Pop, you got to take this hay up to the motor pool and feed our mascot, the Gamma Goat. Oh, okay.
The Gamma Goat?
Yeah, it's an actual, it's a vehicle they used to drive.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, okay. Pick up this goddamn bale of hay, and I'm walking. It's a mile and a half to the fucking brigade motor pool.
Of course.
Maybe it's a little less, I don't know. I get there, and there's this massive sergeant running the motor pool. He's got this one gold tooth. He's just like, I come walking in, and I'm like, Massar, I'm here with the hay to feed the Gamma Goat. Picks up the phone.
rotary phone.
And he's like,
throwback.
Yeah, Fursar, I got one of your troops here with a bale of hay. Yeah. Yeah, okay, I'll tell them. Hey, all right, they're just fucking with you. Take that shit out of here. So literally, I had to take the bale of hay out of the building, get the broom, and sweep the fucking floor because a couple had fallen on the floor, and then carry it a mile and a half back to the company area where everyone was out front just rolling with laughter.
That's awesome.
I was pissed, and I set it down, and I'm like, that was fucking comedy gold. You got me. What can I say?
Even at 18, you can take a good burn.
Listen, that's the way it works. You're the new guy. People fuck with you.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
That's exactly it. And it's the same in any job. I mean, yeah. Military, retail, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're always messing with you.
Yeah. And you got to grow thick skin. Was I mad? Yeah, for a little bit. But you know what? It was 18. It was a good workout.
You get over it.
Yeah. Didn't really. I mean, I didn't really have anything better to do anyway. Because they're still in processing.
I mean, how many stories do we tell now on the regular to dudes on this show that at the time pissed us the hell off, and now you can look back at it and be like, you know.
That's pretty fucking funny.
It's pretty hilarious. But we want to hear your stories. Send us your prank stories, your red pill suppositories, and we'll read them if they're good.
Yep.
And if they're too short, well, then we just put out a call for other ones. Like we had some other prank stories that have been coming in. We've been waiting on those. We want to hear about all of them. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, drunk stories, too.
You know,
drunk stories are great.
I think I made a video a while back about some of the pranks I did that involved the Reveille Cannon at Fort Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy gold.
Some good shit right there.
I can't believe they didn't learn.
All right, but that is it for today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, supporting the channel, and make sure that you click on that subscribe button, because if you don't, Pop is going to show up with a bale of hay, and he's going to make you go and feed it to inanimate objects.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because the Rotund Revenger said so. See you next time.
Take it easy.